USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is touting the economic accomplishments of his administration.
We're on the right track. Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming online. People are back to work. Families are breathing just a little bit easier, as my dad would say.
In a speech at a steam fitters union hall in Springfield, Virginia, Biden took credit for continued job growth, a falling inflation rate, and the recent news the economy grew by 2.9% at the end of the year. Biden also bashed proposals from House Republicans.
Everything from food, clothing, school supplies, housing, cars, a whole deal, 30%. Oh, you think I'm joking? If I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it.
The attorneys for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols say the officers are in shock. Blake Ballin, attorney for ex-Memphis officer Desmond Mills Jr., says his client is upset.
He's put on a very strong facade, but I know underneath it all, this is causing him and his family a lot of anxiety and a lot of pain.
Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who are also black. A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Sudani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. LSU football coach Brian Kelly saw some extra money in his bank account last year. According to a recent audit, the university overpaid Kelly by a little more than $1 million during a two-month period. LSU says it started paying Kelly's LLC in May, but mistakenly continued to make payments to him directly. They've worked out a payment schedule to recoup the money. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A new CNN survey shows just 27% of respondents said they believe the new Republican majority is prioritizing issues appropriately. The remaining 73% said they believe the GOP leaders haven't paid enough attention to the right problems, like the economy. More veterans are off the streets. The Department of Veterans Affairs placed over 40,000 homeless veterans into permanent housing last year. If you like Newsmax, you may be out of luck.
DirecTV is dropping the conservative network, the company saying that Newsmax demanded a rate increase. But Newsmax officials say the move amounts to nothing more than censorship and is an act of blatant political discrimination. Earlier this month, congressional Republicans wrote a letter to DirecTV's CEO saying Congress is going to conduct thorough oversight on the extent to which House Democrats collude with private companies to limit First Amendment rights. I'm John Schaefer.
The company that makes Fireball is accused of misleading consumers to buy a product that doesn't contain any whiskey. In a lawsuit filed in Illinois, Anna Marquez alleges the company sold nearly identical 3-ounce bottles of Fireball Cinnamon, a malt liquor meant to taste like the company's actual Fireball Cinnamon whiskey. The suit said the product was sold at thousands of stores across the country. Chevron is putting the money it earned last year to use. The energy giant announced a $75 billion stock buyback program. It begins April 1st and is unknown when it will expire. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.